BBC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of chiming crimson rosellas. Ah, it's my favourite. Or the happy croak of a green tree frog in a summer storm. But I do love all kinds of nature sounds, and I've got a special one for you today. Today, I've been exploring the wet tropics. It's a special rainforest in far north Queensland on Gulungi country. It's lush and green and very muggy. My shirt is sticking to me. I'm so sweaty. Woo. Right now, I'm on my way to a very special camping spot, one that you can only get to by foot or by mountain bike. I have my tent, my sleeping bag, some food, and a little stove for cooking, as you're not allowed to light fires here. It's almost dusk, so it's pretty noisy, with all the animals getting ready for bed and others getting ready to start their day. Can you hear the cicadas humming? I can also hear lots of birds up there, like starlings and monarchs and wonga pigeons. Oh, I think that was a wampoo fruit dove. Ah, here we are. Where's a good place to pitch my tent? I'm looking for nice and flat and no big rocks. Right here. Oh, that's a pretty song. Who is that? It's a small grey bird with a fuzzy peach-coloured chest. And it's on the ground nearby, poking through some leaves. It's a Bowers shrike thrush. They're songbirds, and this species is only found in a small area near Cairns. Their song is made up of a quiet note and then four louder ones. Oh, it found a juicy, tasty insect under that leaf. And it's taken it off to gobble it up. And from up there, it's changed its tune a bit. Can you hear how it's a bit different? The thrush is calling out to other thrushes that might be a bit further away in the forest. Oh, it's so exciting to see and hear this local legend. Okay. Pegs are all in. Home sweet home. Or should I say, tent sweet tent. Next, dinner. I'll just get my head torch on. And the stove ready. Oh, I need some water for my billy. I can get some from this creek down here to boil, and then it'll be safe to cook with. Whoa, the bark on that tree is moving. Maybe I've just got a bit of sweat in my eye. No. It definitely moved. I'll just change over to my red light so the brightness doesn't scare whatever that is away. Oh, I see now. It's a giant moth. It's brown with long, elegant wingtips that have yellow splotches on them. It's a Hercules moth. That's a name you might have heard before. Hercules is a hero from ancient Greek and Roman stories, and he was really big and really strong. The Hercules moth is Australia's biggest. Their wingspan can be up to 27 centimetres wide. Imagine if something the size of your dinner plate suddenly flew off. Here we go. dip my billy in. It's kind of like a tall saucepan, but with a thin handle on top instead of sticking out the side. Oi! That nut nearly hit me. Who did that? It's someone up in this tree. Oh, someone's up in this tree, actually. I can see lots of bright little eyes looking at me from the branches off this tall eucalypt tree. And they're having a good old natter with each other over breakfast. They're furry and rusty red, and their faces look a bit like a fox. They are red flying foxes. They're not actually foxes that can fly, they're fruit bats. This species of flying fox is Pteropus, or mega bat, but it's a lot smaller than the grey-headed flying fox, which we've met before on this show. Grey-headed flying foxes are the biggest megabats in Australia, and these little red flying foxes are the smallest. But microbats, which we've also met before, are a different kind of bat and even smaller still. Some of these little reds are still wrapped up in what looks like rubbery blankets, which are actually their wings folded around their bodies. Their wings are made of membrane, which is a type of skin, stretched between long, thin fingers. And if you see these little reds flying while the sun is up, their wings will actually look see-through. And there are a lot of them right here. They like to sleep in a tight bunch. Colonies, or camps, of little red flying foxes can be as big as 100,000 bats. Like bees, they have a very important job. They're pollinators, which means they help spread pollen and seeds from trees so that new ones can grow in other places. And they do this job across the north and east coast of mainland Australia. Little red flying foxes have very special tongues. They're thin with little brushes on the end to help pick up the nectar. The sweet, sticky juice from flowers. Little reds are the only bats in the world that eat mostly nectar. And when they find some delicious food, they squabble over it. Little red fruit bats make these amazing squeals and cackles that we can hear right now, jostling for the tastiest morsels of nectar. What a cool nature sound. Can you be a little red flying fox chatting to your colony? Let's try it together. You ready? Wee! 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 Oh, wonderful. You really do sound like a little red flying fox getting ready to lick up some nectar. I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon. But for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a little red flying fox. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermary Country. This episode features the sounds of Gulungai Country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our sound engineer is Wayne Nguyen, and our executive producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store. A particular favourite of mine is Nature Track. It's full of lots of beautiful nature sounds, all of them recorded by me, and I think you'll love it.